I may not remember the exact year it started, but I remember I was there, and that was the first annual home show, the Builder Show. Rick Abbott and Paul Moses, a couple of the most popular guys in the Kenai Peninsula, worked at SBS, got together a home show, and they held it at the Blasey Mall. And there were a few vendors, maybe a dozen or so, and it was a lot of fun. And now I'm standing at the Solotna Regional Sports Center, where there are thousands of people and over 100 vendors, and talking with Kirsten Ray, who we've talked to before, but then she kind of went somewhere else. But now you're back at the Builders, Kenai Peninsula Builders Association, Kirsten. And how's today's show going?
I think today's show's doing fantastic. I was happy to see the sun come out today, but I haven't been outside since because we've been so busy here with everybody stopping by the booth. I love that we've got the raffle shed going, built by SoHi students, and everybody is so supportive buying those tickets because they want to see us bring those students back every year to build us a new shed. So it's very exciting.
Well, the weather used to be a factor, and when we'd interview, I called him Paul the Prophet Moses, we would kind of predict the attendance based on the weather. But here we had a whole spring month of March, and I think people, they don't care that it really feels like winter out there, but they're here and they are ready to have a busy summertime.
They are indeed. In fact, I know some of our vendors that normally have winter hours until May 1st had to move their hours to summer hours a whole month early this year because of the mild winter we had.
The other thing that we established with Paul was an interview as the prophet to predict the economy based on the turnout at the Builders Show. And he was never wrong. He would go out and he would analyze the moss on which side of the tree it was growing, and then he would predict, and he was always right. May he rest in peace. Now, Kirsten, I'm going to ask you the question about the coming economy. We hear the real estate market is still hot, with over 100 vendors here all ready to go to work and do those building and remodeling projects. What kind of economy do you think that predicts for the peninsula?
I think what we're looking at is a lot of people need housing right now. We've got a huge housing shortage, and I know all of our members are super busy. They've been booked for months now. So I'm hoping it is an incredible growth economy this year for everybody. I know that some people are struggling, but I'm optimistic that things are going to get better and better as we move forward into the season.
Now, people are predicting maybe that the pipeline will start pouring metal and that we would have thousands of new workers coming to the peninsula. Are we ready for that?
Well, I can tell you that we did speak with Mayor Michicki about the housing shortage and about how we need a lot more skilled labor brought up to Alaska to meet those housing demands. And he has some ideas that he's presented to the Builders Association. So there are some discussions on what we could possibly do to bring up some Try Alaska On for a season and see if you want to stay. I would encourage anybody that has a home that has extra rooms, maybe look at renting out your rooms to some of these traveling builders that are looking to try on Alaska for size. Just rent out a room for the summer and see if they like it up here. We've got to get some more builders to the peninsula because we have that shortage going on right now.
Kirsten, this is also a time when high school graduates are going to be graduating and looking to the future. Is there a future in construction here on the peninsula if they wanted to go to work rather than going to college?
Absolutely. In fact, nationally, there's 200,000 shortage right now for skilled labor and people in the building industry. 200,000 is huge, but especially up here in Alaska where we have so much land to build and so much need for building. I would encourage every single high schooler to learn a trade. I myself started as a cable dog in the Air Force, pulling cables up in the rafters and under the ground. Absolutely. Learn a trade. It will see you through life. You'll never, ever want if you learn a trade.
Well, you came back as executive director to the Kenai Peninsula Builders Association. What do you like best about it?
Well, I do love all my members, and I'm not paid to say that. I absolutely love my members. I love the community being so supportive of everybody, but I am very passionate about our local youth. I am so passionate about it that I am going to be doing career day for the 3rd to 5th graders at Mount View Elementary in May because I believe we've got to plant that seed young and teach those kids that there's a lot more to growing up than sitting in a classroom, that you can learn hands-on, and it is invaluable.
And does the KPBA have information available throughout the year if people have questions or want to go through the association before they just dive into their do-it-yourself project?
Absolutely. We just printed our brand new membership directory. We update that monthly. It is maintained online at www.KenaiPeninsulaBuilders.com. We update it monthly, electronically, and for print. We have them here at the home show for free. And then also, I did want to say, we have an awesome scholarship program that is open to anybody 17 and over. So I don't care if you're my age in your 50s and you want to learn to be a CDL driver, apply for one of our scholarships. They're open year-round.
Kirsten Ray is the executive director again at the KPBA, and I'm Errol Sikorski at the Builder Show, returning you to that well-built sound of KSRM.